Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday to you, honeys. It's your girl, Brittany Nicole, host of Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast. Well, I don't want you to just deal with things, honeys. I want us to heal for real. First, I want to begin this episode like I always do with a spirit of gratitude. Thank you so much to each of you who joins in every time a new episode posts. You are graciously appreciated, greatly appreciated. Thank you all so much for joining in and joining this journey with me. Today, I am so elated to have none other than Samantha Young on with us today. Samantha, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Miss Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I am so excited that you are on. Listen, I met Samantha years and years and years ago. I have always been good friends with her sister. And Samantha, you know, she would tag along when we went certain places. And so she's always been like the little sister that I never had. So I am so happy that, you know, you were able to come on and share with us your journey. Samantha, you were diagnosed with lupus. And so I just want for you to share that journey with us. And I want for you to just encourage those ladies who may be newly diagnosed or just in this space of, you know, not knowing how to navigate that space. And so I look forward to your testimony and you sharing that with us today.
Okay. Well, I was diagnosed, I'm currently 30 years old. I was diagnosed with lupus at age 10. I would put me in second grade. My first symptoms was my mother told me that, because I don't remember it clearly, but my mother told me that I used to always complain of my side hurting. And living with it now, that was from my kidney hurting. And I was going to the doctor, them running tests, trying to figure out what it was. They say she looks fine. All the tests are coming back good, where she looks like she's good. And my mother said, no, it's something wrong, because she's still complaining about her side hurting. And then I think maybe after two or three visits, I came in. My feet and ankles were swelling. So they then admitted me into the hospital and ran numerous tests just trying to figure out what was going on. And that's when lupus came up.
Do you remember, I know you were just, you know, 10 years old, but do you remember that initial feeling, what it felt like to hear, you know, what were you feeling? What were you thinking at the age of 10?
To hear that I had lupus?
Yes.
I don't remember specifically the feeling, but it was a new something. So I guess I didn't know what to think, being that young. Maybe the first thing that came to my mind was what others may think of me having this. What would this do to me long term? And just how it would change my life.
Wow. And so could you share with us how it has changed your life? What are the symptoms? What does the day-to-day life of Samantha look like?
Okay, the symptoms of lupus can range from as little as waking up with a headache or waking up with one of your joints or muscles aching or just not feeling right, something as simple as that, to something as extreme as waking up and not being able to get out of bed. I've had that to happen to me one time, because stress is what triggers lupus. There was one time in college where I think I was at kind of a high stress point that I woke up one day and I just could not get out of bed. Right. And that was maybe the worst feeling for me, and just trying to explain it to others, because you looking at me, just being a stranger, you can't tell anything is wrong with me. And people that don't know about lupus, they will look at me and think I'm just making something up. Right. And I've had a lot of situations where I've encountered people that you can see how they look, that they don't believe anything you're saying when you say you have lupus, that you're feeling like you just need to sit down, that you can't really explain it. Some states of it, you can't really explain But when you try to explain it to them, they still think you're just putting on.
And that's so unfortunate. I think oftentimes people don't understand. Whatever we don't understand is difficult for us to reason with. It's difficult for us to really grapple with it because we don't understand it. But I think there are those who don't understand it but want to know what's going on. You know, you are, I believe I have maybe two or three people who I know, you know, family, friends who have lupus. And I always want to know more, you know, as a friend, as a cousin, or as a church member, what can I do to support someone with lupus, you know? And so could you speak to that? Those who are ignorant to it, and ignorant just means you don't know.
Yes.
Those who are ignorant to it, what word of advice do you have for those?
Before I get into that part, also, I didn't mention when we first started, I'm the youngest of three girls, and we all three have lupus.
Oh, wow, yeah.
My middle sister, Morgan, which I met you through her.
Right.
Morgan has lupus, and Jamie, my oldest sister, she has kind of like something stemmed from lupus. Okay. It's called ITP, so it's kind of in the same category, but not in the same category. It's all kind of stemmed from the same thing. So we go through this journey together. None of it's the same.
Right.
But we still can compare what we do to help, like, ease the pain with the lupus. Because some of the issues that we go through is the same, but our actual diagnosis and stuff is not the same.
Okay. And thank you for that reminder, because I know about your middle sister, but I forgot that your oldest sister has it as well. So I am, you know, grateful for you having that support team. You know, you have those, you know, who are on this journey with you, so you're not all by yourself. And so I'm happy that you have them in your corner. And even if they didn't have lupus, I just know your family, they're very supportive of you, you know, in all things. So I'm happy that you have this support, because everybody can't say that. Some people are on this journey and they feel like they're by themselves. They feel like they have people in their corner who don't understand. And so to the people who don't know, you know, where can they start in just being a little more supportive or gaining a little more knowledge about lupus?
Okay, well, the number one thing, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't go by what someone looks like or what they're going through. They can ask questions, be not too many questions, but because, you know, when you come to, I've had, you know, in the workforce, you don't want to let them know, because it's private information. Right. You don't want to let them know too much unless it's HR.
Okay.
You want to let them know enough if it will, like, affect your job.
Okay.
Like, I've had situations where I've had to leave. Well, I've came to work feeling wonderful, but maybe after an hour, I felt like I was on my deathbed, where somebody had to come and pick me up. So you want to let the proper area know, HR or maybe your manager know, that this may happen. That's so good. Yeah, I've been blessed to have jobs where they really understood the understood the lupus, how sensitive that illness is.
Right.
Some they know because they have people in their lives that have lupus, so they can sympathize with me. And I've also had people I've worked for that have also had lupus, so they know personally what I go through.
Right. And that's a blessing that you have that relatability, you know, because as I stated earlier, some people don't want to understand. They don't try to understand. They think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I just need you at work. I need you to do whatever this task is. So the fact that you have people in your corner who understand and are even trying to be relatable, that's everything.
Yes, it is. And I feel that I've been so blessed to have that, because there are some in the workforce, in the areas, that are not relatable. And you can actually feel those when you get in front of them or just approach them. You can feel their energy, that this person is faking, but you still have others in your corner. You can't count on everyone being in your corner, never. But right. There are those few.
Right. Well, I'm grateful that you have those few, because I know that makes a difference. So could you share with us what has been your greatest challenge in having lupus? Thus far, what's the greatest challenge you've had?
My greatest challenge in having lupus, when I was younger and first diagnosed with lupus, not understanding it, how it being so young, I had not fully found myself in life. And I went off, didn't have a ton of friends. I actually lost some friends going through that process of having lupus and how it changed my physical appearance. So that was a big challenge for me, losing a lot of friends and kind of being by myself, but having my support group, my sisters, that lifted me up. And that showed me who was really my friend at the time.
Exactly. Those who left because you were facing one of the hardest moments in your life, you know, shame on them, but their loss, not yours. I know you personally, and I know you're a beautiful woman. And so for them to leave during that time, they probably didn't know any better. And, you know, hopefully they've become better people, and they've learned through their foolishness to not dismiss people when they're in a tough space. So thank you for sharing that. And if you don't mind, I heard you say that it altered your physical appearance. Do you mind sharing with us what physical changes you experienced with having lupus?
I don't. Being diagnosed at age 10, I was real tiny, had not grown into myself. The lupus caused my legs to have fluid in them and my thighs, so it stretched my skin, which resulted in stretch marks. And the medication they put me on was a steroid, and steroids cause you to gain weight. So my cheeks got real, real big, and I gained a little weight. I've always been tiny, tiny, so my stomach and my thighs and things, they didn't get really too big or anything, but mainly you can see it in my face, in my cheeks. So that had people just looking twice at me, because they know how I usually look. So when I come and my cheeks are big, you can tell the look on their face that they're thinking something, but they just don't know what to say.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad they don't say. Because, you know, you have always been beautiful inside and out. So I'm happy that you've been able to navigate this space, which segues me into my next question. What have you done, or what tidbits can you share with the woman who has lupus? She may have had it for a while, or she may have been recently diagnosed. What things can you share with her that have worked with you as far as easing the pain or just maintaining a beautiful life with lupus?
Easing the pain, just take one day at a time, take it slow. You may say you had a certain type of lifestyle before you had lupus. You may not be able to live that same lifestyle, but you can still have a life. You just have to take things slow. Like, I know how friends go out and party and drink this or that. You can still go out, you can still party, you can still have maybe a drink, but don't ever overdo it. You don't want to put your health at risk in exchange for trying to have a good time. Just take everything slow. Work at your own pace when it comes to your job, your household duties. Even going to the gym, take everything slow, take your medicine, follow your doctor's orders, and pray. That's all we can do.
Amen. How has your faith helped you along your journey? What role has your faith played in you just living the life that you live with lupus?
My faith, I've grown a lot closer to God with having lupus, putting my trust in Him, knowing that he gives his what his toughest battles to his strongest warriors. So knowing that I have been presented with this illness, I still can get through it. I still can live a healthy life. I'm married. I can still get married. I will still be able to have children, maybe not as easily as a regular person, but there's still ways for me to have children, live like a normal female woman, and just live a long life. I may have to still prepare, do some things not many people have to do, but still, I can live the same life as a normal person without lupus.
And I love it for you. I think you know, sometimes we have we each have our cross to bear. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is one of your crosses, but you have worn it so beautifully. And I am so just proud of the woman you have become. And I'm happy that you have not allowed this thing to weigh you down so heavily that it changed who you were at your core. You know what I mean? It may have altered your physical appearance, like you stated earlier, but I have seen you be the same supportive, beautiful, ambitious woman that I have seen you blossom into over the years. So I am grateful for that. But you mentioned that you recently got married, honey. Mm-hmm. How long has it been now?
It has been three years last year. So wow. This 2024, this October will be 4 years. Married to my high school sweetheart, yes.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I'm talking about recently, but listen, that's been almost 4 years ago. That's unbelievable. Yes. It seems like you were just posting pictures of y'all at the wedding. So mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing. What role has he played as far as your journey? Did he have to gain a little more understanding, or did he come into your life and just pick up, or was it a journey for him getting to understand what it was really all about?
It wasn't a major journey. He picked it up real quick because us dating since high school, knowing each other since high school, I've had lupus since the age 10, so I had it through high school, the ups and downs. In the beginning, he had to, because my medication is what changes my physical appearance. Of course, they ask questions. Anybody asks questions. Some ask questions. Some may just have that funny facial expression for you to just friends you, let them know what's going on with you. So him eventually being a close friend, I let him know what was going on and the lupus and what came along with it. And as our relationship grew, I gave him more details on things, and us dating, he asked more questions. I gave more information, and he followed and took it to heart. And even to this day, still does things. He knows that, like, say our last anniversary trip, he knows I can't do too much at one time. My energy comes and goes, and I just have to take everything slow. If I do, maybe say we go on a trail ride, he knows I'm probably going to need to get a meal afterwards and take a quick breather, maybe a quick nap, and then go. So he knows what's coming next. He knows. He always asks me, reminds me, have you taken your medicine? Do you need me to go get you a bottle of water? Do you need to rest? So he makes sure he checks up on me.
I love that, Mr. Young. Yes, indeed. I love that you have that support. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So, listen, I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us. You are an amazing young woman and just a testament of God's goodness. You know, how things in life, we have them. They don't have us. And so thank you for sharing your story. Before we go, do you have any last words that you would like to share with those who are listening, who may be in that space or have a family member who's in that space? Do you have anything that you would like to share as we wrap up?
Yes, just keep anybody that has lupus, always try to keep a positive mindset. I know no one is happy all the time. When having lupus, it kind of fluctuates with how you're feeling. So you would think you have to be happy all the time, but you don't have to be happy all the time. But still, always try to keep a positive mindset and try to block out others, because they can be so negative at times. Because like I know during my story, I I have high blood pressure with my lupus, so I have a handicap sticker. I have had people to approach me and tell me that I was not handicapped, follow me around the store saying that I am not handicapped. Situations like that may arise, but be the bigger person, walk the other way, and just pray for them.
Wow.
Because they just don't know. Just hold your head up high. Keep a positive attitude. Do what you need to stay healthy, and you'll live a long, healthy life.
Yes.
And try to always keep someone positive in your corner. I know I have my sisters, my husband, my mom, dad, and I even have you, Brittany, that I can call, reach out to if I need some positive words.
You know it. You know it. Anytime. You already know. I am always here for you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Is there any way we can connect with you on social media?
Yes, I am on Facebook, named Samantha Young. I know it may be a million Samanthas out there, but when we post this video, I'll probably give you that portrait so people can find me.
Absolutely.
And I actually just got on, what is it? Instagram.
Okay.
So people can follow me on there as well. My name is it's Samantha Young, but the hashtag name is Lust for Life.
Okay, Lust for Life. Yes, honey. If you lust for anything, lust for life. I love it. Thank you so much again for coming on. I value you and I appreciate you and your story. You are such a blessing. So keep going. Thank you for coming on once again. And listen, thank you all for tuning in and riding this journey with me. Be sure to follow Healing Beyond Dealing with Brittany Nicole on Facebook, Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast on IG. And as always, email me any suggestions, questions, or concerns you may have concerning Healing Beyond Dealing at gmail.com. And guess what? For the rest of the month, you may go to my site and get any Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast paraphernalia half off. That's right. Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast.creator-spring.com with the code New Year will get you half off your Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast paraphernalia. Thank you all so much. And remember, until next time, it's don't just deal. It's time to heal for real. Have a good one, y'all. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.